Hi, my name is Kelly, and this is Lifestyle with Kelly, the podcast.
Welcome to episode 2 of Lifestyle with Kelly. This is Kelly, and I have an amazing guest with me today. Say hi, Angela.
Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning. Would you like to tell a little bit about yourself?
Certainly. My name is Angela Duncan. I'm currently with We Insure Tampa Bay. I'm also known as the other half of the Duncan Duo with the Duncan Duo Real Estate Team at REMAX.
So this month we are focusing on gratitude and goals for the month of November. It's Thanksgiving this month, and we want to celebrate being thankful for our families, being thankful for the things that we have in our life. But I want to move that more into the entire year. So this month, we're celebrating the entire month long. And then the rest of the year, at least once a month, we will discuss something we are grateful for at that moment in our lives. Right now, I'm really thankful for the opportunity to be able to start this podcast, have some amazing guests that can talk with me, and I get to share it with my family, my friends, and all of my fans, and I couldn't ask for anything better than that. Right now, I'm using the Anchor app. This app allows you to listen to podcasts. You can record your own podcast, just like this one, and you can even add in friends and guests, just like I'm doing right now. So if you download the app and you listen to my podcast, you can even leave me a voice message that I can include into a future episode. How cool is that? So I'm really thankful for all of that right now. Yeah. Isn't that really cool? I mean, when I signed up, I didn't know that all of these features were there. And the more I learned, the more excited I got. And now I actually have the opportunity to use these things. So what's going on in your life right now that you're grateful for?
Well, first, I'm grateful for you having me on this podcast today.
Thank you.
Talked about, you know, a little offline, this is kind of my first interview process on my own. I'm used to being Andrew and Angela Duncan, and we just launched a new company. So I'm grateful for the opportunity to be able to kind of branch out on my own and kind of just be able to motivate and inspire women in business. So I'm super excited and grateful for that.
I'm so excited for you as well. I know how hard it can be to branch out into something new.
Yeah.
So one of the other things that I really want to talk about on this podcast are goals. I obviously have a lot of goals, and lately being able to check off that little check mark, I jump for joy. So I really want to focus on that because I know there are so many other people that, you know, maybe they have goals and they don't know how to get there, or they think that they can't. And I want to be able to help people know, like, you can do this. If I can do it, you can do it.
Right.
So one of the goals, just like you mentioned, that I have for this podcast is I want to motivate others. I want to inspire others to reach for their goals, to live the life that they want to live. On this podcast, I'll have a lot of other topics having to do with personal, business, family, just life in general. And I want to use all of that to motivate and get others to do what they want to do with their lives. So
I was just going to say, you know, thinking about goals in general, sometimes people have a hard time of thinking about, you know, where do I start with your goals, right? So kind of tell me about where you started when you decided you wanted to do a podcast, you know, kind of talk to us a little bit about how you went through that thought process to get to, obviously, now we're having a podcast right now.
Exactly. That's actually a really great question. So years ago, I actually began listening to podcasts myself, and I thought, wow, this is really cool. I thought it was really just for, like, people on the radio. I didn't even know this was a separate thing from the radio. And so I listened to podcasts just about every single day, and I was really starting to get interested in video. I was going to do YouTube, but I was nervous, and I kept putting it off and kept putting it off. And then one day I was like, you know what? I think I could do a podcast, and I can talk about the things that I want to talk about, and I can motivate people, and I can do all of these things right on a podcast. But how do I do that? So I started researching, and I wrote down what it is that I want to do, what I'm looking for. And then one day, just fairly recently, I found the Anchor podcast, and I found out how how easy it can be to record your own and launch it. So that's what I've done. And yeah, I really, like I said, I'm thankful for this because it's an opportunity I didn't know I would have 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And I'm able to sit here and think, like, where am I going to be 2 years from now, 3 years from now? So what are some of your personal goals?
Sure. Well, I've always had a passion about helping others with their finances. You know, I come from a very poor background, and we just don't learn about money, right? And schools don't teach us, and if our parents don't know, they don't teach us either. So I think I was maybe a senior in high school, and I saw a chart about putting away money into a retirement account, and it just totally piqued my interest. So for me, some of my goals right now are taking our team and helping them with their finances. So I do teach Financial Peace University through Dave Ramsey. So that's one option that I do with our team. And then the insurance.
I love Dave Ramsey.
I know. He has, you know, his podcast, too. I listen to it, and he's probably one of my favorite financial guru teachers. So I like to teach what he preaches and just bring it to more of a local environment for our team. So I have a lot of fun with that. And then my second thing now is insurance. I think that's probably one avenue that a lot of people don't shop around for or fully understand. So teaching insurance really helps me, you know, to reach that personal goal of having more financial education amongst our community.
Definitely. So do you do life insurance or car insurance or?
I do a myriad of insurance. So from homeowners, I can do auto insurance, boat, RV, motorcycle. I'm also small business insurance. So if anyone runs a small business, there's a lot of products that we can offer to help protect them should anything happen in their business too. But just being able to provide them with the best coverage for the lowest cost. You know, we're all looking to save money, but at the same time, we want to make sure that we're insured properly too, should anything happen, like the tornadoes that came through our area, right, on Friday.
Exactly. Very unexpected.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is an amazing thing. I do believe very much in insurance. I actually just recently changed my insurance company, and I'm very happy about it. And like you said, we all want what's cheapest, but we still want to get the best coverage that we can. It's a really wonderful thing that you're doing and teaching others about it. That's even better because so many people don't understand. I mean, even as much as I know, sometimes I think maybe I don't understand that properly, but I'm the person that will call up the insurance company and say, hey, I don't understand this. Help me.
Right. And you should be able to, right? If you have questions, just call your expert, and that's what they're there for.
Exactly. They're really great with it, too. So do you have a system in place when you're planning your goals?
I do. I like to work backwards. So I'm not very creative. I'm a very detailed, system-oriented type person. So, for example, you know, in the insurance side, my goal next year is to help 500 new clients. So that's kind of where the big picture starts. And then I have to work backwards as far as how many does that mean per month? How many calls does that make per day? And I'm a visual person. So in my office, I have a big 500 number, kind of like with a smiley face so that I can remember, you know, that's my goal when I'm having a hard day that, you know, this is my reason why, as I want to be able to help as many people as possible.
I love that. I love the idea of working backwards. I actually have a few goals that I am working backwards as well. I use a few different techniques with my goals. If somebody else was to look at my notebook, they would have no idea what's going on.
Right.
But I really love that.
Jot down your notes.
Yeah. Exactly. And I mean, having the big 500, that's such a great idea. It's a very good visual, kind of like a vision board.
Right. And I do that with those that I teach Dave Ramsey with too. You know, if they want to become debt free or if they're saving for a house, I tell them, you know, put a visual somewhere that you're going to see daily, because then it's going to remind you why am I doing what I'm doing today? It's, oh, yes, I have that goal in mind. That's my why. And I think that's what drives people, is figuring out what that why is. You know, it may not be to get to work every day, but what is it that you're working towards? And that's kind of your driver.
Exactly. So when you get goals now, how do you view them differently than you did, say, 5 or 10 years ago?
I think much differently now. My daughter is also a teenager. She's in high school, so we're already starting to look at colleges and go down that route, and that's super super exciting for her, but, you know, then you kind of have that mommy moment where you're like, okay, well, she's going to be out of the house, and she has taken up so much of my time over these years, you know, now what's next for me? And I think that was perfect timing for launching the insurance company, because now it gives me something fun and new to work on. Whereas, you know, 5-10 years ago, my goal was to be at home and to be at her basketball games and to make sure she had everything she needed for school. So it's changed so much as she's gotten older, because now my new focus is she's going to be out of the house. So I want to find something for me that I enjoy doing for this next chapter in my life.
Oh, I love that. This is such an amazing time in both of our lives. We both have the teenagers, and we're both able to start a new, I like to call it adventures.
Right.
Every day is an adventure. You know, you have your big picture goals, and then you break those down into smaller, what I call milestones. And sometimes I even break those milestones down even further into steps. So I have steps, milestones, and then the big picture. Years ago, when I was younger, I would have never thought of something like that. I think there was a time where I didn't even think about actual goals. Like, there was things I wanted to do one day sometime in life, but I never, you know, I didn't take the steps to reach them. And I think that's
right.
How I see things differently now, because now I write them down, I visualize them. You know, I've been doing some research on manifesting, and I feel like, you know, 5-10 years ago, that wasn't even a thing in my mind. You know, obviously that's something I'm thankful for now at this point in my life, is that I'm able to view this differently. So aside from your insurance company that you're starting, what is another goal that you've completed, and how did you get there? How did you reach that goal?
Well, I would go back to the insurance because the fact that, you know, when we decided we wanted to have this new division to help our clients, we had originally spoken to an insurance partner that we had been friends and partners with for a long time, and that didn't end up. And, you know, I'm a big believer that God has a path for us, so obviously that wasn't the path that he saw. So I started doing some research, you know, lots of information you can find online, and I said, well, if I want to open my own company, what kind of license do I want? So I was able to figure that out. I took the online course. I went and did a 3-day crash course. And then I passed and got this license first time around. Well, I didn't
That's
know
exciting.
Any different, so thank you. I didn't know any different. I thought, this is the license I need. I'm going to study. I'm going to pass. I'm going to get it, right? So I'm sitting in this crash course with 30 other people, and we're all telling each other about our background and what we're there for. And I didn't realize that this is kind of not usually the first step that people go. Normally they go and get, you know, their 440 license, and then they get their 220. Well, I had no idea of anything different. So I'm glad that I didn't, because if someone had told me, you know, oh, that's going to be very difficult, I may have gone into it differently. But the fact that I went in and said, well, I know I need this, so I'm just going to go get it, was a much different mentality than someone saying, oh, that's not how you're supposed to, or that might be too hard for you. You know, I was really excited and appreciative to be able to pass that first time around, and for people to say, oh, wow, you know, that's great. You know, it's a huge accomplishment, because a lot of people don't pass that test the first time around. But it comes back to that mental mindset, right? Being positive, going into it, thinking, I'm going to do this. So I don't care what other people say. I'm telling myself I'm going to do it. I'm going to study. I'm going to prepare. And then I'm just going to go do it. And I think that was
a
huge accomplishment for me.
That's really amazing. I absolutely love that. So another goal that I have for this podcast is I want to be able to help other moms and other women know that they are not alone. I know having kids can be really hard sometimes, but I've been there. You've been there. We are all in it together. So I really hope that's one thing this podcast can do for us, is to bring us together, to motivate us, and to inspire us to continue forward with the things that we want to do and the goals that we want to complete. So would you like to leave the information for your business for our listeners?
Sure. The best way to contact me is on my phone number, the easiest way to get to me. It runs to me 24 hours a day, whether or not I'm going to pick it up. You know, it depends on what's going on in life, obviously. But the phone number to reach me is 813-579-1605. And that's just the best way to get to me if you have any insurance questions or if you're interested. I do Dave Ramsey classes every year, so I would love to help anyone who needs some financial education as well. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you so much. I hope everybody will be able to contact you. And thank you so much for interviewing with me today for this podcast. I'm really glad I had you on today.
Yay. Thanks, Kelly.
Oh, you're welcome.